Go! Go!
It's me, Mario!
Please be advised that a noticeable taste of blood is not part of any test protocol, but is an unintended side effect.
Pills here!
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of gum.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Power Up Podcast. My name is Matt, and I am joined by the full group this week, Tyler, Leaper, and Stefan. What's up?
Just kicks on it.
Hello.
So, I finally, this week, got on the Red Dead Redemption bandwagon. That game is fun.
It is.
Yeah, I know I'm late to the party, but...
How fun is it?
I don't know, like really fun?
Oh.
It really gives you a feeling of, like, Wild West, because, like, nowhere's fucking safe. Like, people ride into town shooting up the place, and like, this guy tried to steal my horse.
Fuck that guy.
He threw me off my horse, and he started riding it away, and yeah, I shot him.
Right in the back.
So is it like Grand Theft Auto, they have like different versions of horses?
There are different horses, but I haven't actually like taken one, but I've tamed one.
Have you jacked a Mustang yet?
No.
Just wondering.
But you have to like keep your balance while the horse is trying to buck you off to get a new horse.
Huh.
I don't know. Are there faster horses in that game?
Yeah.
Okay, because I still have the first one, and he's now my trusty steed.
So yeah, but they're harder to steer because they drift when you hit corners.
I don't really want to get rid of my... You know, it's made by the same developer, but it's not really that much like Grand Theft Auto.
It's really not.
There's quite a few differences.
I haven't played it yet. I was just...
It's similar, yeah. Like, you get a feel like it's like Grand Theft Auto, but it's not... It's not Grand Theft Horse, like a lot of people like to call it. So, yeah. Stefan, how's Black Ops?
It's good. Good stuff.
Yeah?
It's Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm. That's all you got? It's Call of Duty?
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of fun. I mean, I don't know what else really to say. Well, Tyler could probably tell you more.
Tyler, how do you like Black Ops?
I like it. I think it's got the best campaign I've ever played for Call of Duty.
Really?
Yeah. It's all fun. It kind of's got the Vietnam, Cuban Missile Crisis shit in there. You kill Castro, but it's not really Castro.
Hey, thanks for spoiling it for me, Dick.
It's a fucking beginning, dude.
No. No, now you need to play it anymore. Now.
It's okay.
The multiplayer is known to be a lot more balanced this time, because now your kill streaks don't like stack up, meaning your kill streaks don't go towards your kill streaks. So,
oh yeah, I know.
You use your kill streak and you get an attack helicopter, it's not gonna like bump you up. Your kills don't count towards your kill streaks anymore.
Right.
So that's nice. There's a cool running dive. So when you're running and then you try to go like prone, mm-hmm. you do a running like jumping dive and you're instantly in the prone position.
So you basically dive into a prone position. It's kind of cool.
It looks really neat. One of the challenges is to dive through a window and kill somebody. That's pretty sweet.
That's what's cool too, and in the multiplayer and stuff, sometimes when you like rappel into a window, it actually slows down so you can aim and shoot.
Or rappel. If you rappel down to a window.
It's rappel.
And there's less
it's rappel.
Overpowered weapons. Like, it seems pretty fair from
no,
what I
no
can
double
tell.
Akimbos.
No shotguns. You can't use shotguns as secondaries either. Shotgun has to be a primary weapon, which kind of sucks. But
I pretty much just use the pistol and the tomahawk. I run around throwing tomahawks. It's pretty sweet.
Oh,
You have one tomahawk and it's an instant kill if you throw it into somebody, but you can pick it back up.
I literally watched Stefan get the last kill by throwing a tomahawk at a guy then he went down and then took a guy out of the kneecaps. Yeah. Like, in the down position.
I tomahawked a guy as he came through the doorway, and this was like search and destroy, so it showed it or whatever. I tomahawked a guy, and then the other guy came, ran, and downed me, and I have that last chance or whatever, and then I just shoot him in the knees with my pistol.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's good stuff. The maps are a lot... I think they're better than... They're kind of different because they're they kind of like balanced it so it's not so sniper friendly. Meaning it's a lot more close quarters. There's less like just giant open space.
I can't even stand like trying to use a sniper anymore. Like it's kind of a pain.
Yeah, there's not as many good areas, but if you find a good area, that's great. But there's not like giant open fields like there was in
Modern Warfare. I like pretty much all the maps. I hate the jungle. That's the only one I hate.
I like them all so far that I've
welcome to played. The jungle.
I'll tell you what, any game where you can play zombies as JFK and Nixon, it's gonna be a good game.
I need to rent it now.
Yeah, it's definitely worth the rent for sure.
Because it sounds super fun, but
it is.
I'm gonna fill my time with.
And what's interesting too is like with the prestige, you actually open up like 6 more custom classes. I don't know if you really need that fucking many, but you can actually edit like your scopes. You know the red dot sights. You can actually edit so you have like a skull emblem as the red dot or shit like that. Like, and you can put your emblem on your gun. Yeah. And you can put like I think it's your call or I can't remember what it is, but there's something else you can put on your gun like that has to do with your player card.
Clan tag.
Yeah, the clan tag has what you put. So that's pretty sweet.
Nice. Sounds fun.
Yeah.
So, you guys ready for my 3 gaming stories?
Yeah.
Let's party.
I don't have a lot. There wasn't a lot. Same with news, but don't worry. Our middle segment here will be great. All right, let's do it.
Time for the heart and soul of this podcast. Here is gaming news.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Alright, so Nintendo has announced when it will talk about its next generation console. It will be after they sell 15 million more Wiis.
Jeez.
Good luck with that.
So we have a time frame now. We know when. Everyone just needs to start buying Wiis.
100 years.
Yeah, so we need to just buy out Wiis in like 3 days.
Call their bluff.
So, what's that next generation console? And they're like, pick up a GameCube, be like, ooh, it flies.
It's be called the Woo.
It's the Woo. God damn it, Tyler.
Should have kept the name of the Revolution.
Yeah, that was a better name than the fucking Wii. But
yeah, but that's that name was taken from my penis.
Revolution is not as
your penis is named the Revolution.
Oh yeah.
Not as marketable as Wii Sports and Wii this and Wii Penis and whatever else.
Wii Penis, I want to check that one out.
I'm sure you do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool. You gotta shake the controller.
Kinect seems kind of interesting, though.
Speaking of, Kinect costs only $56 to make, $150 to own.
Yay. Wait, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Unless you win one from Burger King.
So, you're paying out your ass for a Kinect. The only good thing here is knowing that Microsoft's not as stupid as PS3. Because when the PS3s came out, they were losing money on every single PS3. And knowing Microsoft, they can't lose money. Are you fucking kidding me? So now the Kinect costs, you know, $150, even though it costs them about $56 to make.
Everyone's gotta
so
make
at the
profit.
Very least, we know Microsoft will not go under to gouge us some more. Speaking of which, I was at work and putting away some games, and I think I might get a PS3 just because they always have the games available. No one comes in and rents PS3 games. I don't know why. But, like, there was nothing for Black Ops. We have, like, 50 Black Ops copies for, like, PS3 and 360. There were none for 360, and there were, like, 20 for PS3.
It's funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everyone seems that, I mean, I don't know, I agree, because I like the Xbox because it's online abilities, but PlayStation 3 is catching up with that. I mean, it's like you can still get Black Ops with PlayStation 3 and shit like that, but most people get those games for Xbox because that's why they get the Xbox is more for online. So that's my theory. I think people who like to play online get Xbox. People who just like to lounge around the house and play shit get PS3.
Well, also, 360 is a first-person shooter console.
Yeah.
The controller is a lot better for the FPS games.
Mm-hmm. I heard that. So, this last one is just kind of a question from IGN.com. Why don't we finish more video games? Fewer and fewer gamers are not sticking around for the closing credits.
Because there's a new fucking game coming out every 5 seconds.
Is it that, or are the games just longer?
It could be that, too. But, I don't know. I finished Black Ops. It didn't take that long.
The fuck did you find the time to finish Black Ops already?
Dude. I don't know.
Dude, he doesn't have a lot of time.
You can finish Black Ops, but you can't find the time to record The Walking Dead?
Well, I really didn't take that long to beat. Like, I'll usually play for an hour or so before I go to bed or something.
How long have you had the game?
About a week.
2 days.
About
a week. I don't know. It's pretty quick. The only game I can beat the story mode quickly is the Halo games, because we always beat them the night they come out. Besides that, I don't know. Oh, Dante's Inferno I beat in a day, but it wasn't that long. It was repetitive.
I beat Super Mario Brothers 3 in like 4 hours. Does that count?
No.
Well, you probably use the fucking whistle.
No,
you use the whistle.
Playing all the way
Bullshit,
through.
Bullshit, I'm going to call your bluff.
4 hours. All right, let's go do it right now.
Not right now, but we'll do it soon.
Race against the clock.
Should make a video of that. Leapers race against the clock. We all need to be distracting him, too, for 4 hours.
Okay.
Did Dustin beat the campaign?
I don't know if he beat it, but I think he did, maybe.
It's so funny to listen to Dustin during a team deathmatch. He's like, God damn it, fuck it. Why don't we play a domination?
He's just not good at first-person shooters.
Yeah, he tries, though.
He's just not good.
I thought it was funny when I was on the other team. He was like, Tyler, could you tell your team to start sucking?
To start sucking.
Yeah.
Do you still have Red Dead Redemption, by the way, Stefan, or did you rent it?
No, I rented it.
Damn it, I need someone to play with online.
Yeah, online is tons of fun. Speaking of that, though, Black Friday has a lot of good game deals that I'm thinking of showing up at like 10,
yeah.
You know, after everybody's done being crazy. Because there's a lot of game deals that aren't doorbusters that are just there, like, you know, they have...
Oh, my God.
The problem is...
You and I should go to the doorbusters as Goro. We will be unstoppable.
Okay. But they had, like, Red Dead Redemption for, like, $25 or $30 somewhere. They had all kinds of crazy, cool deals. I don't remember
what
the other ones were.
GameStop's playing out some crazy fucking...
At Toys R Us, if you buy two games, you get one free.
Yeah, they had some good ones. The Red Dead Redemption stuck out most for me because it's still $60 anywhere you buy it.
Is it really? But
it was, like, half off on Black Friday, so
usually
I was kind of
tempted
to get that.
Target is really good about having deals like that.
Yeah.
You can buy like a $60 game, they'll usually put it for like $40 or $30.
Black Ops is nice though, because they did the trade-in value. It's usually 20%, but they actually, if it goes towards Black Ops, it's an extra 25%. So like, I traded
so
like
you got
three
a whole
games,
extra
so
like $3.
It's not a bad idea. Maybe I should. Did you buy Black Ops, Stefan?
Yep.
Maybe I should on Black Friday try and buy Red Dead, Black Ops, and something else. Maybe Fable or Fallout.
Fable's alright.
Probably Fallout.
Yeah. I'd go Fallout. Fable was fun until, like, the first time you beat it, and it's just, like, sweet.
That's how they all are.
Yeah.
We beat it, yay.
Then after that, you just have to see how big of an orgy you can have.
Like, I beat Modern Warfare, and I was like, fuck yeah. I beat that, I was like, eh.
Speaking of which, Modern Warfare 2, I beat that on Veteran. Dear God.
Did you really?
Yeah. It was intense.
I'm on the take.
It was probably about, like, 11 hours or something. It was tough.
Giggity. All right, so that's all I have for gaming news this week. Like I said, there just wasn't a ton. It was all kind of stupid stuff. Like, the Kinect could be spying on you. Like, yeah, okay. There could be a whole website devoted to stories about the Kinect spying on you. Like, we get it. All right, I can only do that story so many times.
It's like Kinect turns into SpyNet or whatever the hell that is from the Terminator. Robots are taking over the world all due to the Kinect.
Skynet?
Skynet, there you go.
The Malicinator.
Yeah, fucking Malicinator. Alright, so we're gonna move on to video game trivia. I don't have a drop for this, so I'll just play this.
Finish him.
Alright, awesome. Your goal of this is to finish him.
Stefan just rips out Matt's spine like, what? He said finish him.
Alright, so
this podcast is over.
Now, we're gonna start with Stefan on this. We're gonna work our way around.
Alright,
I got 21 questions here.
We'll what is this, 21 questions?
All right, so the first question is from Gears of War, Stefan. Are you ready?
No, because I don't really know what Gears of War trivia, but they're laying on me, Raiden.
How many bullets can the Lancer hold in Gears of War? I got multiple choice here.
660,
780, 458, or 330?
Know the answer.
I'm gonna go 660.
Ding!
Yay!
You are correct. It was 660.
Go with your instincts.
You knew the answer, Tyler?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Did you know without a doubt that that was the answer?
Well,
or did you just have a feeling?
I had a feeling. Like,
I got a feeling. Yeah.
I don't know. I just kind of like remember like it being a really high number. So.
All right, Leaper.
Oh, jeez.
This one is also from Gears of War.
Oh, fucked.
What weapon do the Theron guards carry? The Gorgon pistol, the Torque bow, the Nasher shotgun, or the pistol?
Torque bow.
Ding!
That is a Torque bow. All right. Leaper gets one. All right, Tyler. This one
what
is from
the capital of Spain?
It would be Madrid. this one is from Grand Theft Auto 4. What nationality is Niko Bellic? American, Ukrainian, Russian, or Serbian?
Ukrainian? I only played like 5 minutes of the actual fucking story.
Alright, so we're going to pass this one on to Stefan. Stefan, do you know which
what
one
were,
it
is? What were the questions?
American, Ukrainian, Russian, or Serbian?
I want to say Russia.
Is that your final answer?
I guess. Damn it.
All right, Leaper.
Serbian.
It is Serbian.
Damn it. I knew it was fucking Serbian. I just Russian seems like the obvious answer. He's fucking Russian.
They all have
Serbian
this,
Russian.
A very similar accent.
Exactly.
Russia.
That's
why it's confusing.
All right, Stefan. This one's yours. Also from Grand Theft Auto 4. Who will sell discounted guns to Niko if they like him? Little Jacob, Dwayne, Playboy X, or Vlad?
Little Jacob.
Ding!
You are correct, sir.
Yay.
Alright, Leaper. In the first Super Mario game, we first see Lakitu, the guy that throws those spiky shells from the cloud.
Lakitu? I don't know. That's how I say it.
I don't know. I've never heard it pronounced before, so...
Anyway,
we first see him in world 4-1, 5-1, 6-1, or 4-2.
4-1.
You lucky fuck.
I'm not lucky.
Shut the fuck up.
I just threw me off with 4-2. I was like, ooh.
All right, Tyler. Which one of these levels is not in Tony Hawk's Underground 2? Las Vegas, Kyoto, Miami, or Atlanta?
Can I hear the answers one last time, please?
Las Vegas, Kyoto, Miami, or Atlanta?
I'll go with Las Vegas for 500, please. Damn it.
Welcome.
Stefan?
Can I call a friend?
Hold on, we have your friend on the line. Can you understand it?
All right, I think I got the answer from him. He said to go with Atlanta.
All right, Leaper.
I will Kyoto. Have to talk with him.
It
wow.
was Miami.
Out of four, don't
Miami
guess, right?
is not in Tony Hawk's Underground 2.
Fuck Miami.
All right, Stefan.
I'm going to Miami.
Stefan, what was the first PlayStation game ever released? Tekken, Battle Arena Toshinden, Crash Bandicoot, or Tony Hawk's Pro Skater?
It's hard because you're not really a PlayStation guy.
No, I'm not. I'm going to go with Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. No, it's...
You're wrong, man.
All right, Leaper.
Repeat the answers again.
Tekken, Battle Arena Toshinden, Crash Bandicoot, and Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
The Battle Arena one.
Ding!
Fuck.
All right, Leaper now has 4 points. Stefan has 2.
It's kind of obvious because it'd be the one that like no one's ever fucking
and
heard of.
And Tyler has none.
Sweet.
Well, Crash Bandicoot came out later, so Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
So did Tekken.
And so did Tekken.
All right, Leaper.
As to why it wasn't the first.
Yeah. Leaper, this one's for you. Was God of War re-released for the PS3, yes or no?
No.
Yes.
Tyler.
I think you should have gone no.
All right, Tyler. Here's an easy one for you. I'm going to lobby
one.
Oh,
God.
In Pokemon Red and Blue, what is the name of the gym leader who uses electric Pokemon? Giovanni, Misty, Lieutenant Surge, or Sabrina?
Lieutenant Surge.
Surge. I wish they still made that soda.
Surge, yeah, was good.
I wish they still made Storm. Does anyone remember Storm?
Yeah.
All right, Stefan. In which James Bond video game marked the last appearance of Pierce Brosnan as Bond? From Russia with Love, Nightfire, Agent Under Fire, or Everything or Nothing?
I'm going to go with Nightfire. Son of a cock.
I think it's that one that you and I used to play all the time when I first met you.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Leaper.
Everything or whatever that one is.
Everything or Nothing?
Yeah, that one.
Damn it.
That's exactly what I was going to say, too. Damn it.
All right, and now this one's for Leaper.
Leaper, you're a dick.
Which one of these things cannot be eaten in Pac-Man? Cherry, banana, keys, or Inky the Ghost?
Keys.
Tyler?
The Ghost?
What were the end? All right.
Cherry, banana, keys, or Inky?
Banana.
It is the banana. That one's kind of a trick question. Everyone thinks the fruit is just there, but
not
no,
a banana.
No banana. You got oranges.
Wait, so
cherries.
There are keys in it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Whatever.
Keys
call
to my heart.
All right. Let's see. Whose question was that again, Leapers?
Yep.
Okay.
I get one.
I gotta go to page 2 here. All right. Question number 12, Tyler. Which of these was the final boss in the first Kirby game? Meta Knight, King Dedede, Waddle Dee, or Nightmare?
So the first boss?
No, the final boss in the first Kirby game.
And what were they?
Meta Knight, King Dedede, Waddle Dee, and Nightmare.
King Dedede?
Ding!
Dedede. It is King Dedede. All right, Stefan. What Sega game gave us the phrase, "All your base belong to us"? Altered Beast, Sol Dees, Legendary, or Zero Wing?
I don't even know.
What the fuck you're talking about?
I'm going to go with Altered Beast. Son of shit.
Leaper?
Zero Wing.
Ding!
Fuck! That was what I was going
to
choose.
Fuck, yeah, swear to God.
Damn.
I just think, I know those games, and I know the first three don't have anything to do with bases.
All right, Leaper. Here's your question. Which console had the game Impossible Mission, which ironically really had an impossible mission because of programming error? The Atari 7800, the Commodore 64, the Atari 5200, or the ColecoVision?
I don't know. Atari 5200.
ColecoVision?
What were the other ones?
The Atari 7800 or the Commodore 64?
Commodore?
Nah, no one got it. It was the Atari 7800.
Of course.
All right, Tyler.
Go meat potatoes.
Here's another lob ball for you. What does the SP stand for in Game Boy Advance SP? Speedy, small parts, special, or superpowers?
Special?
Ding!
There you go. Tyler pulls into second place with that one.
Ooh.
He's got to win something sometimes.
I'm still not going to win because this little fuck over here is going to win.
Stefan, what was the name of the second Zelda game? The Adventure of Link, Link to the Past, Ocarina of Time, or Skyward Sword?
That's a Link obvious. To the Past.
Are you retarded?
Dude, I didn't play fucking Zelda in the Nintendo, you bastard.
Well, great. Now you just gave Matt another fucking point.
Weeper.
Repeat the answers again.
Oh, shut up.
The Adventure of Link, Link to the Past, Ocarina of Time, or Skyward Sword.
Adventure of Link.
Ding!
All right, so the points right now are standing at Stefan with 3, Leaper with 7, and Tyler with 4. All right, and this one's now for you, Leaper.
God damn it.
I got bad cotton mouth.
Which of the following is not a level in GoldenEye 007? Facility, Complex, Silo, or Stax?
Stax.
Tyler?
Silo?
Ding!
Tyler, got 5. And this one's for you. Which of these consoles was released by Panasonic in 1993? The Intellivision, the 3DO, the TurboGrafx-16, or the CDI?
CDI?
3DO?
Ding!
Alright.
Those are my second. Like, I was going between those two, but
CDI still, was Sega, yeah. I think.
CDI it's was
Philips.
Yeah, it was Philips. Alright. Stefan. How long do you have to keep the moon from crashing down in Zelda's Majora's Mask? A week? 24 hours? 3 days? Or 2 days?
Three days.
Ding!
Yay.
3 days. Stefan is now tied for second place. All right, Leaper. Which of these games is not made by EA? The Sims, Medal of Honor, Command and Conquer, or Prince of Persia?
Command and Conquer.
Can I hear the answers one more time?
The Sims, Medal of Honor, Command and Conquer, or Prince of Persia?
Medal of Honor?
Prince of Persia?
Yeah.
Ding!
Alright, this is a close game here. Stefan has 6, Leaper has 7, Tyler has 5.
God damn it!
Alright. This one's the hardest question, too. Are you ready for this?
Fucking Tyler? Figures.
I think he got that one. I think that was his to begin with.
I thought that was Leaper's.
No, that wasn't
yeah,
mine.
Yeah, because Leaper guessed Command and Conquer.
Yeah.
And then he guessed Medal of Honor.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Okay, last question, number 21. In Legend of Zelda, the horse Epona is named after a goddess in what mythology? Celtic, Norse, Greek, or Roman?
One more time with the answers, please.
Celtic, Norse, Greek,
Norse.
Or Roman? Norse? Stefan?
Or the other three?
Celtic, Greek, and Roman.
I'm gonna go with Celtic.
Ding!
Holy shit.
Oh my god.
That
was just chose the weird one.
Well, I knew it wasn't Greek or Roman because I actually know about that shit. I didn't know about the Celtic.
I didn't anticipate this. I don't have a tie-breaking question. Because Stefan and Leaper are tied. So,
fuck the both of you.
Masturbate and see who finishes first.
I guess for this round,
why'd Stefan you come Leaper, titanously?
Stefan and Leaper both win.
Aha!
And Tyler, once again,
fuck you guys.
You have
at least I got a second.
Yeah, but you also got last.
You're not first, you're last, Tyler.
Exactly.
Or maybe all that unprotected sex, but you hear. It isn't clear, but what we're certain of is you have AIDS.
Yes, you
have AIDS. Not HIV.
Okay.
Full blown.
That's not funny, because I actually have AIDS, and you know what? That's just taking it too
maybe
far.
I should do another video game trivia down the road.
Yeah, that was good. I actually knew more than I thought I was going to, though.
You didn't do bad. I mean, this was really close. 7-7 and 5. I mean,
it was a lap by 2.
What was those things we used to do? We used to have competitions. I like those.
What wars?
The? No.
Talking about when we would do the video game competitions where we had to, like when I had you guys list off Pokemon and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Maybe we'll alternate this with console wars now.
I think it's a good idea. I get kind of bored doing it every week, too. Like,
Yeah. You haven't even done it in, like, forever. What are you talking about?
Well, I know, but, like, I get frustrated with it. You know what I'll be honest with you.
Not be frustrated with Console Wars?
What?
Winning.
Yeah, probably. But that's probably not going to happen anytime soon.
You did really good, though. I mean, you got 5. I mean, it was a late push by Stefan. I mean, he got, like...
He got lucky, too, at, like, a little bitch.
At the last, like, 5 questions, he got, like, 4 points, so...
I feel like half the questions, like, you guys even know.
You were beating him by, like, 2 points, and Leaper was beating him by, like, 3 or 4 points at
that,
one point.
Yeah, Stefan... Actually, that's who I expected to win with Stefan, but... That's why I was shocked when he was down by, well, like, he had 3 win. Points. I was like... Well, yeah, I know, but, like...
So did Leaper.
Well, technically, he didn't win. Technically, no one really won.
No, there's 2
Ty
is
not
ones.
Fucking winning.
No, there's 2 number ones.
No.
Okay, well, in that's the AP polls, Stefan's number one, and in the BCS poll, Leaper's number one.
This
so now a, we got to share the national championship.
This isn't football.
You're not football.
Hey, if it works in football.
It could work for this podcast.
Semantics, babe. Just shut your mouth.
Yeah, semantics. Just shut your mouth.
I'm just kidding.
All right, so next week we'll probably have a Console Wars, but after we will have another trivia. Should make a drop for it now.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do for it.
Jeopardy.
Drop.
Drop.
Should have all you guys do it in the form of a question. What is Celtic?
What is...
Show me potato salad.
What is your mom?
All right, so that'll do it for our first trivia session. Like I said, you'll see it again. Well, most likely you'll hear it. Because if you see it, you are fucked up.
Or you're here.
Yeah, and now we'll move on to our last section, which is the news report.
Time to take a break from gaming news. It's time for the Power Up News Report.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady, and that is a scientific fact, huh?
All right, first up in news. Carol Bildston stiffs Joe's Crab Shack, tries to beat a cop with Leaper's dildo. Carol Bildston tried to attack a cop with a 7-foot-long, 8-foot-wide sausage dildo.
Oh, my God.
How do you feel about that, Leaper?
She literally stabbed him to death in the ass.
It was like the broadsword of dildos, the cop explained.
It was probably like that dildo in Grand Theft Auto.
They then confiscated the dildo and now use it to stop trucks.
Where would you keep it?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Out in the front yard. All right. The real story is... in Gurnee, Illinois, 56-year-old Carolyn Bildstein is partial to chowing at Joe's Crab Shack. She's just not all that partial about paying for it. She'd been to the restaurant 2 weeks before, only to skip out on her bill. So when she showed up a second time, police were on alert when she tried to dine and dash again. This time, an officer, the obviously lubricated Carolee lying on a lawn of a nearby Six Flags park, he found her lubricated lying on a lawn of Six Flags.
What the fuck? What the hell does that even mean?
The officer found her lying in the Six Flags lawn, lubricated.
like her whole body, or?
I don't know. The story doesn't say. She said she didn't have any money on her, but she had some at home. So the kind officer escorted her to her undoubtedly stately residence. That's when Carolee told the cop that her money was in her dresser. But when she reached in, she didn't grab cash. She grabbed what the officer would later describe a clear, rigid, feminine pleasure device. This is apparently cop speak for a dildo. So I guess it wasn't 7 feet long and 8 feet wide.
You're probably confusing that with my dick.
Like Leaper, his friggin'.
Wow.
Leaper's dildo. It's like a cubicle partition. Unfortunately for the officer, Carolee believes dildos have multiple uses, one of them being its value as a weapon in case you've just been caught stiffing chain restaurants that are usually located near malls.
Yeah, she really stiffed that chain restaurant.
I would just open my mouth. Let that dildo ride in. It's been your vagina.
56-year-old, too.
And I'd throw up on her and slap her for being a dirty whore.
It was probably covered in dust. I don't mean because it was sitting there.
Well, if she was lubricated, obviously she needs to manually lube it up. She's too old.
Some Astroglide. All right, this story is also for Leaper. Burger King employees fired for printing FU on customer's receipt.
Nice.
Apparently, 2 fast food employees at Burger King We're printing FU on everybody's receipt.
Two of them?
Oh, you jokesters.
Well, someone found it, complained, and they are fired. Leaper, have you ever contemplated doing that?
Oh, yeah.
No, but I've done other things.
Let us know. What have you done, Leaper?
My last day of work there, some lady complained about her food, and I told her I didn't care, and I let her walk out.
I remember that story. Oh.
Did I ever tell you about... I told you about that time.
Yeah.
I called a lady a fat bitch in the drive-thru.
Yeah.
On accident. I was, this chick...
like, hi, you fat bitch.
No, like, what happened
was,
fucking
fat bitch.
No, it was, like, fucking fat bitch. Like, I was, like, making food on a line, and my manager, or, I think it was my manager, he comes up, and he's about to take the order, or, like, say something, and he pushes down on the mic just as I say, you fucking fat ass. And, like, she acts like nothing just happened. And she, like, comes to the drive-thru, gets her food, she goes, oh, by the way, I don't like being called a fat bitch. And my manager starts, like, laughing. And, like, she drives away and calls back. And the same manager is like, oh, well, I'm really sorry about that. And hangs up and laughed again. But, yeah, that was my instance of calling someone a fat bitch.
The kid thought it was funny to go put on, like, some chick's short shorts and, like, try and run in the back, like, run around. And so I just waited for him. He did it more than once, and I waited for him the next time, and I just tripped his ass and watched him fucking biff it.
I was, I think I was there when someone was complaining about the Runzas when Stefan was working, and Stefan was like, I just work here. Because I think, you know, we were like 16 or something, and I was at the mall, and she comes up, and she's like, we ordered before those people, and they got their food first, and Stefan's like, well, you know, the Runzas were cold. We had to heat them up. She's like, I need my food. And he's like, look, I just work here.
I'll never.
So many people, like, yell at me like it's, like, I'm, like, I think I originally
like you're head
said
of the
that
corporation.
When some guy was complaining about the tax, like, there was some extra tax or something on it that wasn't supposed to be there, and I'm like, look, I don't fucking choose what the tax is. I just fucking work here, okay? Deal with it.
Like, Jimmy John's, this guy came through the window, and, like, when you get done with the food, you put it in the bag and you place it on the window so that the person taking the change can take it and hand it out. Well, this guy, well, we kind of, like, toss it, but he didn't, like, we don't chuck it, but he threw it out the window, and this guy goes, yo, that employee needs to be fired because he threw my food at the window. Like,
fucking people throw sandwiches at Jimmy John's all the time. I was there with Tom one time sitting in a booth, and they were like, hey, is this your sandwich? I'm like, yeah, and they threw it across the store at me. It was awesome.
It fucking pisses me off, though, because, like, people know that all you gotta do is complain, you know, you'll get free fucking food. So, like, there could be nothing wrong. You can make it exactly how it's made, and they'll be like, I said no sprouts on it. Like, no, you didn't. Like,
this bread was a little dry.
Yeah, like, no, we had one guy call.
You've already ate half your sandwich.
He called back and complained because there's so much sauce on it that it dripped on the floor of his carpet.
I've done that before, too, if people come and complain and they've, like, already eaten half the sandwich. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do anything about that.
just today, some chick came through and she was like, you messed up my order. And I'm like, okay, well, can we have that sandwich back? She's like, no, it's okay, my husband will eat it. Like,
you still got the damn
what are you talking about? Yeah,
that runs,
you're good.
Some lady complained. I was working with this girl, and I was newer at the time, and she complained to the girl that her hamburger was too cold because apparently our stove wasn't, like, kept on like it was supposed to be when our manager left. So we kept trying to reheat it, but it just wasn't working, and we were trying to get it out there. So she's like, oh, I want my money back for, like... Like, okay, give her money back for that hamburger. She's like, no, I want it for my whole meal. While our kids are sitting there, like, eating their corn dogs in the background from their kids' meal. She's like, I want the money back. If that was me, I would have been like, then fucking bring up your corn dogs and I'll give you your money back.
Shit. One time at Panera, this old lady came in and she didn't want to spill her soup. So, like, we had 8-ounce soup and 12-ounce soup. And she's like, I want 8 ounces of soup and a 12-ounce bowl. So that's what I did. One scoop is 8 ounces. So I put it in the bowl and it didn't look full, of course, because it was... It wasn't, because it wasn't supposed to be. So, you know, I give her food. This was near close. And she comes storming back in, slams the soup on the counter, and goes, I don't expect to be cheated on soup. I go, excuse me, ma'am? And she goes, it's just about two-thirds full. It's barely full. I'm like, ma'am, 8 is two-thirds of 12, and you asked for 8 ounces of soup. I'm like, if you would like, I could get you more. And she's like, no, that's fine.
No.
But it was like... The fuck do you want? I gave you exactly what you wanted.
Yeah.
I did your special request and you're still pissed.
People just complain to fucking complain because they hate their lives so fucking much that they need someone to shit on. Like, I think that's honestly what it is.
Yeah.
I'll shit on them.
I don't like it when people are, like, so pushy and mean to people.
Well,
at,
yeah.
Like, at any type of work, just because if you're the kind of person that's to put down someone at work knowing they won't react most of the time, you're just a douche.
Yeah, I have a funny story of when I worked at PRC. Some guy was like, when I was asking him the final questions for whatever survey I was doing, he was like, do you go to school? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, what school do you go to? And I'm like, I'm not at liberty to talk about that. And he's like, well, when you get a college degree, then you can come, or then you'll know why I don't have to deal with this bullshit. And I'm just like thinking to myself, so if you get your bachelor's, all of a sudden you don't have to take a healthcare survey? You don't want to take it. You don't have to take it. All you have to do is hang up. I mean, we won't even call you back. I don't understand your point here, sir.
So you're pissed at me because I have this job and you don't like your job.
Another guy was so pissed throughout the whole survey. He was like freaking out. I mean, the survey was dumb because you have to like repeat the same answers, like the same choices. So you're like never, sometimes, usually, always. You have to say that every single time for every single question, regardless if they say their answer in the middle of while you're talking. You have to still read them. That's just like policy. So I did that, and he's like, go! And I'm like, he's like screaming for me to go, and I'm like, sir, is there a better time to call you? He's like, no, go, go! I'm not even kidding. I'm like, wow, this guy probably seems like a big loser on the other end of this. And I'm just like, all right. So then I try and speed it up, and he's like, and I have to keep, and I'll keep reading him as he gives his answer, and he's like, you are the biggest ass I have ever met. Like, he was flipping balls at me the whole time. And he's like, he started yelling his answers. And I was like, sir, you yelling your answers isn't going to make this go any quicker. He's like, you are the biggest ass.
The problem is people, like, lose sight of this. Like, well, you get paid. You make my goddamn food, blah, blah, blah. You know what? I'm doing you a goddamn favor because your lazy ass can't fucking go home and make your damn family some fucking food, all right? Like, do I enjoy being here? Because I fucking don't.
I had to explain, like, sales tax to this lady at work the other day because she got two rentals that were $3 and they came out to like $3.40 or something like that.
Because
each had tax on it. She's like, should be $6. I'm like, no, it's $6.40. You got two. And she's like, are you overcharging me? I'm like, there's sales tax, ma'am. She's like, okay.
No, like,
tax.
What
is this?
We had this guy come to Jimmy John's to the drive-thru. He's like, hey, because you know how we got that new restaurant tax and shit?
Yeah.
He's like, do you guys have the restaurant tax here? Yeah. Oh, well, I don't want anything. Like, dude, it's like a fucking 3-cent raise. Like,
where the fuck are you going to go? Out of town?
Yeah. He's going to go drive 25 miles just to get to the goddamn Jimmy John's.
By the way, they're opening up a Chick-fil-A here.
Are they really?
Yeah.
In Council Talk.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
I thought it was here. Because a bunch of people were telling me they're opening one in Omaha.
It's in Council Tucky. It's in Lake Manawa is like the new Target and all that shit.
Well, I won't be going there.
Why does fucking Council Tucky always get the good restaurants? They had a Jack in the Box for a while. Now they have a Chick-fil-A. There's fucking barely anyone there.
Just because it's Iowa, they have Chick-fil-A's in other towns in Iowa too.
Yeah, well, that's stupid.
Iowa has a larger population than Nebraska does.
Yeah, but Council Tucky doesn't compared to Omaha. Yeah. It's right across the river, man.
It's just more prestigious state. Except for Council Tucky.
And Omaha itself has more residents in it than any city in Iowa.
Yeah.
So all I know is you want to make money at a restaurant, you go fucking put a restaurant in Elkhorn, dude. Like, those are some richest motherfuckers ever. Some guy came through for a $6 sandwich, like, all I have in my wallet are hundreds. Like, dude, is it $6 sandwich? You give me 100? Like, god damn it.
Like, am I keeping the change?
Yeah. Is that my tip or what?
Do you need change? All right, next story. Two accused of taking scooter for a ride. A man and a woman are charged with stealing a motorized shopping cart from Walmart and driving it to a far neighboring strip club.
Oh, my God.
Early on November 15th. The incident happened about 1:40 a.m. along U.S. 60 just east of Huntington, West Virginia.
I saw some black people take the scooters from Walmart and just ride them around the parking lot one time. Like, they, as I was walking out, like, with my, you know, groceries, they just, like, Like, they were looking around, they're like, okay, okay, let's go, let's go. They got on the little motorized scooter things, you know, that for shoppers or whatever, and they just took them out in the parking lot, and they're just driving them around. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
That really pisses me off. You know why?
Why?
Why the fuck didn't we think about that? All those times we were trying to get kicked out of Walmart, we never thought of just, like, taking
I jacked a golf cart outside at Scary Acres once and drove it all the way around it and everything. The security guards are freaking out.
I've ridden a few shopping carts. That's the best I got.
Really? Yeah, so did I when I was like 5.
Really? You still rode shopping carts when you were 5 years old?
Yeah, because...
Your mom's like putting you in the seat.
No.
Mom's putting you in the seat.
I wasn't in the seat. I was just sitting like...
throwing the extra slack from the umbilical cord into the cart.
No, I was sitting in the big-ass part. Dude, I'm 5. The 5's not that fucking old. No, I was like 13 still sitting in the goddamn shopping cart.
A little shirt and a lollipop. Now. I don't want to get out.
Shopping cart falls over. He's walking with it now. It's fucking on his back. He's like, look, I'm a tortoise. All right. An airbag revives a man choking behind the wheel in Falmouth in Massachusetts. Apparently this man was driving his car and eating raisins.
Like raisins.
Those raisins then got lodged in his throat.
Or were they raisins?
No, they're raisins.
Oh, okay.
The man then passed out from the choking and crashed into another car, and the airbag shot out, hit him in the stomach, and knocked the raisins out.
Nice.
Where the hell was he sitting where the airbag hit him in the stomach? Like, that's kind of...
Maybe he's super tall.
Maybe he did this on purpose.
Yeah.
He sent somebody else just to save his life.
I've got a crazy idea. All right, these next two stories are stories about mosques.
Mosques?
Yep. Remember last week we did a story from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, about live surgery updates on Twitter?
Uh-huh.
All right, so back in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, a judge finally approves a Tennessee mosque. The people in Murfreesboro have been protesting this mosque because they don't want a fucking mosque in their town for some reason. They've gone so far as to say that Islam isn't a recognized religion.
Are they fucking retarded? Like,
even though it's the most practiced religion in the world.
It's just ignorance,
that's
man.
That's just ignorant.
Yeah.
So, now there will be a mosque in Murfreesboro.
Good for them.
Yeah. Now, another one in Arizona this time.
Oh.
Locals protest a mosque, and it turns out it's actually a church. Locals in Arizona, in Phoenix, Arizona, were protesting this, what they thought was a mosque on the side of a highway. Turns out it's just going to be a mega church. Why they were protesting it, I don't fucking know.
Get out of here, mosque! Get out of here, mosque! We're building a church.
That's okay.
The church then put up a little board, but it's kind of worded wrong because it sounds very prejudiced. It says, "If you think differently, you are wrong. This is a church."
Well, it's just like, my opinion is like, why the fuck do we care? I get all that shit happened. Doesn't mean that everyone who's Islamic is gonna go blow some shit up. Like, you don't have people protesting church. You know, there's atheists out there that are sitting in front of the fucking church going, "Hey, can't build that here."
Well, even then, that mosque in New York City was more of a rec center than it was a place of worship.
It's just,
it was like the YMCA.
Oh yeah, it's just mind your own goddamn business. Like,
I mean,
that's the point of America.
Mosque disguised as a church. Huh?
How about we just build a mosque with big glasses and a mustache on the front?
There's probably a guy still standing in front of that. It's like, I know it's a mosque. I say it's a church, but I know it's a mosque.
You don't fool me. You got well, a like, lot of brown skin going into that mosque.
I was watching like Jon Stewart or something there interview this chick who was like protesting a mosque somewhere, and like she was like, "I got all my sources from the internet." Sorry, like she was like going off all this shit. He's like, "Where'd you get your sources from? The internet? Everything's from the internet is right. Like, are you full of shit, lady?" Because
I got some emails forwarded into my inbox, and they're ridiculous.
Yeah,
they were ridiculous. All right, so that'll do it for news, and that'll do it for this podcast. So remember, next week we will have a console wars. The week after we will have some trivia, and who knows, maybe some more new segments. We'll think some. So, for Tyler, Leaper, and Stefan, remember, find us on Facebook. We love Facebook friends. This is Matt, signing out.